He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is August the 14th. That's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Wow, we have got a blast off in the market today after, I guess, a fairly calm weekend on the North Korea front. Not a lot of rhetoric flying, and China seems to be cooperating a little bit for now. Of course, that could change very rapidly, but right now we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 137 points. That puts it at 21,995. Hey, maybe we'll be talking about 22,000 again here soon. We're just 4.5 points away from that. The NASDAQ up 70 points right now to 6,327. Nice rebound in a lot of the top growth stocks there in the NASDAQ so far this morning. The S&P's up a whopping 22 points this morning. 2,463 is where that S&P is starting the week at. Crude oil is up 20 cents to $49.02. That gold hedge that folks were recommending, it's down $7.20 today. In fact, most of the hedges down today. But we are just beginning a new week here. Silver down 4 cents to $17.03. The euro is at 117. The 10-year bond, interest rates moving up this morning to 2.2% after a big move to the safe haven last week. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And we are beginning the week here on a high note with the market kind of picking up where it left off before we had all of this North Korea tension. That has not gone away, by the way. There wasn't a lot over the weekend. We had President Xi making a move to calm growing tensions about Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea, over the weekend. He told President Trump in a phone call that all sides should maintain restraint and avoid inflammatory comments. I think that's directed at Mr. Trump. And the conversation came shortly after Trump added to his recent tweets by saying that the U.S. military options are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely. Well, it sounds like all sides have laid down the gauntlet here, and it remains to be seen whether or not we'll see a missile flying towards Guam this week. But for now, we have a bit of calm on the Korean Peninsula, and we've got some calm in the market. Meanwhile, Trump continues to tighten the screws to China, and I've been saying all along that they hold the key to this North Korea situation. And they, without China, North Korea would not have the money to be developing these things. And Trump will call for his chief trade advisor on Monday to investigate. There's another locked and loaded type of situation. He's going to investigate China's intellectual property practices. You don't think China violates intellectual property laws and rights, do they? And he's going to order a probe. It was expected to come earlier this month, but the situation, he's obviously using that as a leverage tool against China in, you know, pushing them in the direction of reining in North Korea's nuclear program. So we'll see. if whether or not that works. But so far, China seems to be cooperating in reining in their cousin over there in North Korea. The bond market saw massive inflows last week. We saw a rally in the bond market. It was a safe haven rally. I continue to warn about the bond market. Many are warning about the bond market. You know, a lot of times it takes quite a while before people finally wake up to the fact that this thing is a bubble. Bubbles can continue to grow. Among the signs of froth, investment-grade issuance of nearly $1 trillion this year is on pace to break old records. And junk bond yields of just 5.8% have tumbled to near post-crisis lows. The final cherry may be the long lines late last week to get a piece of Tesla's $1.8 billion debt offering at relatively puny interest rates. Luma Sales, which is a big bond house, run a lot of mutual funds, ETFs. Kathleen Gaffney says people are ignoring the fundamentals and taking a big leap of faith here. I would totally agree. And Columbia Threadneedle portfolio manager Gene Tenuzzo on the Tesla sale. Elon Musk is a pretty cool guy, but they haven't figured out how to make money yet, and that's not a lot of yield. In other words, those bonds should have went off at a much higher price. They ended up being issued at 5.3%. That was an upsized offering because there was so much demand for these bonds. Wow. And Goldman Sachs, who's been downgrading the stock recently, was the lead underwriter. Goldman Sachs right in the thick of things again of the 8-year bonds, which were rated B- by S&P. The deal speaks to the sheer insanity found in the high yield market to have a deal like this upsized with terms so unappealing to investors. Congrats to Elon Musk. Well, maybe the investors will be left holding the bag at some point in time, but there's signs of froth everywhere you look in the bond market. Lockheed Martin, been on the right side of this trade here recently. They're awarded an $8 billion contract for global logistics and support services for special operations forces, including the U.S. Army's Green Berets and Rangers. Look at Lockheed stock recently. You take a look at LMT, which is hitting a new high today at $305. $305 per share. Still offering a dividend yield of 2.4%. I would take that any day of the week over Elon Musk Tesla bonds. I think you've got a little more capital appreciation. For those bonds of Tesla to go higher, interest rates need to go lower. And there's question, you know, those bonds are going to come due in 7 years, and Musk has not figured out how to be profitable yet. With his electric cars, and if he continues to be unprofitable, let's not forget he's got to pay off those bonds down the road. Those notes will come due. Fiat Chrysler soaring on Chinese interest. Huh. You know, Chrysler. Will China end up with Chrysler? First it's Fiat. Now it's China interested in the stock. The stock's been pretty highly rated in my app recently for an auto stock. There's another one that I would take any day of the week over the stock of Tesla. Fiat Chrysler breaking out today. It's up 7.2%. $19 billion company. Maybe China. Maybe the auto manufacturing moves to China, where labor, obviously, a lot cheaper. And regulations kind of go out the window there. I think Geely Automotive and Fiat, I would own those any day of the week over Ford and GM, at least as stocks go. I don't know about the cars themselves, but as far as the stocks go, those look a lot better. China's slowing down a little bit. China got whacked last week. their proximity to the Korean Peninsula, and we had all of the geopolitical concerns and the pressure being put on Xi, the premier of China. The emerging markets got whacked last week, along with most stock markets around the world. Well, we got a lot to talk about here today. Where do we stand with the earnings? Earnings season almost over.
Turn up my headphones here.
Earnings season almost over. And we've got a good take now on next year and the year after that in earnings. Can this bull market continue? Is it time to hedge? I had several people, I heard several people last week say to sell everything right now. Is that good advice or not? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we had quite a week last week. It was very volatile. We had a lot of volatility. The VIX index spiked last week. You didn't hear the talking heads, the financial channels, talking much about tax reform and health care reform last week, did you? It took a back seat to fire and fury instead. While North Korea dominated the headlines, and, you know, we always have geopolitical risk out there in the world. There's political, geopolitical events happening all the time, whether it's in Venezuela or North Korea or in the Middle East or in Europe somewhere with the terrorist attacks. But they usually don't involve the threat of nuclear weapons. And that's what made this one, that's what makes this one different. I'm not convinced by today's big market rally that all of a sudden this threat has just gone away and we can sweep it under the rug. I talked about risk management over the weekend and some ways that you can employ some risk management and some ways that I employed a little bit of risk management last week in my daily activity in the market. You know, one thing you have to cut through, in my opinion, is the emotion of things. We had one client that buckled at the knees and sold everything last week. You know, valuation and earnings definitely take a back seat during times like this. Those are fundamentals of the market. When fear sets in, when the sentiment turns sour on the market, nobody cares about P.E. ratios, price-to-sales ratios, PEG ratios, etc. That's all they hear is DPKR, you know, over there in the Korean Peninsula and threats of warning shots at Guam and things like this. And fear and risk management suddenly move from the back burner where they've been. I mean, look at the record lows in the VIX recently. Look at the record highs in the inverse VIX. All of a sudden that has moved from the back burner to the front burner. And, of course, fear and risk management comes in all shapes and sizes. You know, a lot of people run to the phone, and I've seen these people over the years during my two decades plus in the market. There's those folks that every time there's some negative headlines or some kind of reverberations in the market or some kind of zigs in the market, they zag and they sell everything. They indiscriminately sell everything. And therein is the key word, indiscriminate selling, which makes little sense to me. These investors are discount brokers' best friend, obviously. We've talked about that before. When you run to that computer and log on to your Schwab account or your Ameritrade account and put in 15 sells or 20 sells, they love you over there at the discount brokers. And these are the same people that then turn around on a day like today and say, uh-oh, I was wrong. And they don't want to get left behind, and they buy right back into the market. Now, what if something comes along tomorrow that once again rattles the market? Are they going to go through the whole entire exercise once again? Is it not obvious that This is merely amateur hour. That's what amateur hour looks like. Look at the last 8-plus years of bull market, which has taken the Dow from just over 6,000 to 22,000 recently. How many times has it been right to go and sell everything only to get back in a few days later? That's never been the right decision over the last 8.5 years. But there's those people, I call them the ultra nervous, the folks with very short fingernails and bruises on their knees from their knees knocking together, missing a few teeth from their teeth chattering, but they're the discount broker's best friend. And that has not been a very good methodology over the years. I think at the other end of the spectrum, from the teeth chattering, knee knocking, buyer and seller on every piece of news, is a Warren Buffett who never runs to the phone and sells everything. And look at his results. You'd have to compare that with the teeth chatterer's results, and I think you would see a huge, huge difference in performance over the years. At the same time, I don't think you can bury your head in the sand and be passive when nuclear weapons are being talked about. Other people use sell stops, automatic sell stops on everything they buy. That's the CanSlim method. That's what William O'Neill, I don't know if he's revised that advice or not. I don't think so. I think he still advises limiting your losses at 8 or 9%. I pretty much buy into that philosophy, but I don't like the fact of putting in automatic sell stops. I do it once in a while. I had some in last week that actually did trigger, but I've seen too many flash crashes over the years. And it almost seems like if you buy a stock and right away you put in a sell stop, it almost seems like you're destined. You're going to inevitably lose that stock during a pullback or a flash crash. So, you know, I don't think that's the best form of risk management either. It's all I can tell you is what I did last week as a money manager who owns about 100 stocks on any given day, usually. And that is my first order of business, is to go through those holdings that I have. Those are my patients. Those are the ones I need to visit them every day, ask them how they're feeling, you know, check out their pulse, check out their blood pressure, generally look at them overall, whether or not they're pale or they have good color, their demeanor, this kind of thing. I do this by looking at stock charts every day of those holdings that I have. That tells me a lot. That tells me an awful lot about the volatility or the health of the patient. And, you know, just looking at your holdings every single day and monitoring them and being on top of them, that's absolutely a form of risk management. That's a daily checkup. That's absolutely risk management. To buy a basket of stocks and just leave it alone, which is what the index investors do, there's not a lot of risk management there, is there? There's no risk management other than looking at the market every day. I like to look at my individual holdings. Therefore, I don't like the idea of this indiscriminate selling of everything. That makes little sense to me. Instead, I like to discriminately take a look at each one of my holdings and make a lot of small decisions. Normally, that results in doing nothing, but at least I know there's no reason to panic here. But I did do something last week, and I'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, last week it almost seemed on a few of those days like the sky was falling. And now we see today the huge rally in the market. So as you can see, the volatility in the market has stepped up here recently. I wrote quite a bit about that in my newsletter over the weekend, using the VIX index and the inverse VIX index as examples. Now, while today is quite an up day in the market, we could very well have some big down days in the market this week because the level of geopolitical risk and concerns has risen here recently. And even though it seems to be all quiet on the Western front today, that could come back very, very easily. So I do think it's a time to be a little extra vigilant up there on the watchtower, right? Looking out over the horizon with the binoculars and the listening devices and whatever other tools we can use to protect our vineyard here. Our portfolios from incursions. We had a few last week. We had threats. We had verbal threats. We didn't have any actual physical events, no fisticuffs, no missile test, no underground explosions, no missiles cruising towards Guam. But we had a lot of verbal threats going back and forth. And in the middle of it all is China, who has the ability to exert a heck of a lot of pressure on the North Koreans. And that appears to be happening, at least for now. But we saw a huge spike in the VIX index last week. The one that I show all the time in my newsletter is hitting new all-time lows. What is the VIX index? What is volatility? How is it measured? Well, here's the technical term, all right? The VIX is a measure of expected volatility calculated as 100 times the square root of the expected 30-day variance of the S&P 500 rate of return. There you go. The variance is annualized, and VIX expresses volatility in percentage points. Did you get that? It's a measure of expected volatility calculated as 100 times the square root of the expected 30-day variance of the S&P 500 rate of return. I like the term nervousness better. I like the rate of teeth chattering better. We saw the VIX index hit new all-time lows here. Earlier in the week, actually late 2 weeks ago, and this past week we saw a pretty big move in the VIX index. It was up 23.2% last week. But if you've been an investor in volatility, you've seen a record run of low volatility. And but last week you saw a big pickup. In fact, on Thursday I noted that the VIX ETF, which is VXX, traded 2 million shares. That's a lot of teeth chattering. And I've pointed out on a weekly basis that of all the indexes that my app follows, the Best Stocks Now app, the VIX has been ranked at or near the bottom of my overall rankings for the last 12 months. In fact, we've had an unprecedented run of low volatility in the market. But, you know, the words ballistic missiles, nuclear warheads, Guam, fire and fury sure did wake this ETF up last week. And while the VIX, the VXX, has been hitting new high or new lows, its opposite cousin, brother, it's contrary, brother, the XIV, which is the inverse VIX, has been hitting new all-time highs. And in fact, that has been one of the top-ranked ETF in my app for the last 12 months. So on the one hand, the VIX has been one of the bottom-ranked ETFs, while XIV has been one of the top-ranked ETFs. It's still up 104% this year. If you've bet against volatility, you bet right. You guessed right, and you've doubled your money. You've done more than that. Over the last 5 years, you've been doubling your money every few years by betting against volatility. But that XIV dropped to number 2,372 last week, and I do have a very small hedge. I bought a small position in the VIX last week. That's another form of risk management. Now, you're not going against a stock. You're not shorting a stock. You're not shorting an index. That's all you're doing is pushing a little money onto the table, saying, I think there's going to be some above average volatility in the days and weeks ahead. And of course, you can pull that money off the table anytime. It's kind of like Mexican auto insurance. You're hoping on your trip to Mexico that you don't have to use your Mexican auto insurance. It costs you money to buy the Mexican auto insurance. You come back to America and you say, I didn't need Mexican auto insurance. Why did I buy it? It just cost me money. Well, that's kind of how the VIX works. And I do have a little position here. I saw the VXX move all the way up from number 3,800 overall rank to number 900 last week, and I saw it make a 23% move. So I'm making a very small bet that volatility may be around here for a while, despite today's big rally in the market. It wouldn't take much, would it? Another threat from Kim Jong-un over there in North Korea could send that VIX flying once again. Now, the markets actually held up pretty well last week. At one point, the NASDAQ was down 3.8%. That was kind of the eye of the hurricane because that's where the biggest gains have been made. That's where the profit-taking is most inclined to happen. And we saw some profit-taking last week in the semiconductor stocks, in some of the Chinese internet stocks, etc., which are very close to the action and the threats over there. But overall, I mean, the market came through it pretty well. I saw no reason whatsoever to short the market, put in an inverse S&P 500. This is very minor so far. I absolutely saw no reason to sell everything last week, which I know people did. Schwab, thanks you. E-Trade, thanks you. Ameritrade, thanks you for those trades you put in. I'm sure they had their cash register cha-chinging last week as scared investors rushed for the exits. But that again, to me, is amateur hour. So here's a couple forms of risk management so far that I've talked about. Being on top of the stocks of your portfolio and watching them, looking for trouble, looking for high blood pressure or an unusual pulse or unusual color, their complexion. That's definitely a big form of risk management, knowing their valuations. I actually sold the stock last week that I felt had become a little bit, had kind of come full circle and had gotten a little bit ahead of itself, and I took a very big profit in one of my largest holdings. And I did it also just as a little form of risk management. There's nothing wrong with getting out while the getting is good, so a little bit of profit taking, another form of risk management, if a stock is getting a little bit too expensive. But I would say the most important part of the risk management that I did last week is I have a line in the sand. I draw a line. Here's the support level. You hear me talk about that all the time. Here's the floor of the stock, and here's the ceiling of the stock. And they can go along banging their head on the ceiling or hitting their feet on the floor for a long time and staying within a trading range. We call that a trading range. And what becomes noteworthy in watching that daily ping pong match is when the ping pong ball breaks either above the line, through the resistance level, or on the bad side when it breaks down below the support level. And I did have just a few stocks last week that broke down below their support levels. Another form of risk management. A lot better than going to the phone and selling everything. Instead, be a little bit discriminatory here instead of indiscriminate. When we come back, I want to take a look at the big picture. Be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're talking a little bit about risk management here today. Risk management is an important part of the investment process. Those bear markets that come along from time to time. We had one in 2000, which many people remember, the tech bubble, the dot-com bubble that burst. We had the big one in 2008. Which took 53%, the Great Recession caused by subprime mortgages and the collapse of the housing market. And there's another bear market lurking out there somewhere. So risk management along the way is very important. Having said that, let's take a look at the current state of the market here. And let's ask the question, is the current bull market coming to an end here? Well, here's the big picture on the market right now. Here's the most important thing that you can know about the overall market. Before you run to the phone or run to the computer and sell everything, the biggest question, the biggest piece of information that you should have a good handle on is the big picture, the perspective, the issue of this bull market and where we're at in the economic cycle and where we're at in earnings. We're now in the ninth year of a bull market. My weekly newsletter gave a buy signal back on March 27th of 2009. And by the way, that buy signal is still in place today. And even though I've deployed some risk management along the way over the last 8+ years, I have remained in the market during that whole time and have not removed that buy signal. Why? Because earnings of the S&P 500 have been growing ever since they bottomed in 2009. I show that chart every week in my newsletter. I showed it again this week. Here is an updated chart. Please look at it, of what the earnings of the S&P 500 and the expectations going forward look like at the current time. The good news is those earnings continue to grow, and they're expected to continue to grow. So before you run to the phone or the computer to sell everything, keep in mind the perspective of the market. In addition to this, even though the market's not cheap, it's not overly expensive. We closed Friday with a forward PE ratio on the S&P 500 of 17.4. And that's without taking into account any kind of tax cut. I recently wrote an article on what a tax cut would do to those S&P 500 earnings and expectations. But the market still looks okay, even without the tax cut. there, to me, is the biggest form of risk management that you can deploy in the market, is getting the market right. We haven't had a bear since 2008. The market continues on its bullish path. There is a bear out there lurking right now. And even though we had a lot of rhetoric in the market and a lot of volatility last week, the worst thing you could have done was run to the phone and sell everything. For now, the 8-year-plus bull market remains in place, but stay tuned. So there, you see, that's more important than anything, is having a handle. I think much of the fear, much of the emotion comes from not having a knowledge of valuations. If you don't have a knowledge of valuations, you have no choice but to resort to emotion. And that's not good. If you have a good, strong, solid foundation and knowledge of valuation on the positions you own, and on the overall market, that takes a lot of the emotion out of the equation. And then if you say, well, I don't have time to do all of that. You know, my app has the valuations of thousands of stocks. And my newsletter every week shows the valuation of the market. And those two bits of evidence and facts and knowledge help me to cut through the emotion. And I can't tell you how important it is to do your best to eliminate that element of emotion out of the investment process. Now, I find that a lot of people out there, they can't do it. They are better off turning it over to somebody who can do it, who can eliminate the emotion out of the equation. And, you know, those people, eventually they're going to take their account back over again because they have a hard time turning it over to someone. And there again, they let their emotion get the best of them. So the bottom line is, you know, the market, the bull is still intact. We had a lot of volatility last week. Today, everything seems to be wonderful again, but it wouldn't take much, a little bit of rhetoric here, a few statements there, to cause this thing to get a little bit nervous again. And there again, I say the best way to handle it is very discriminately, not indiscriminately, taking a look at each one of those positions and sizing them up on a daily basis. Hey, I'm looking forward to going to Minnesota. I wish it was this week. I'm so excited. But we're about 3 to 4 weeks out right now. And Rob has got my day full for me. You know, it doesn't sound like I'll be going to the mall. Doesn't sound like I'll be doing much sightseeing while I'm there. That's okay, because I would rather meet with folks. And Rob's telling me that there are still some openings on Friday till late in the evening if I have to. And if you'd like to make an appointment, you can give Rob a call at 855-611-BESS or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. And if you want to try to take the emotion out of the market and turn it over to somebody who's had 2 decades now of riding through the swings in the market, give us a call, 855-611-BEST, or visit our website. Check out the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.